The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Alcohol makers are taking note of the growing acceptance of marijuana, but let's discuss some of their strategies with Michael Palumbo, manager of the TMT Perseverance Fund and author of the book Calculated Risk here in Chicago. Welcome back to our program, Mike. This may not only just be a financial event, but possibly a whole new trend in our society. What do you think?
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris and Rob. Thanks for having me on. You know, liquor, beer, and tobacco sales have been very sluggish over the past couple years, and that can be directly attributable to the increase in cannabis consumption. So what's happening is you're getting some M&A from the big tobacco and spirits companies like Philip Morris, Constellation Brands. They're buying some of these marijuana companies, or at least parts of them, because they're afraid of missing out on what the new trend is. And the new trend definitely is that marijuana is an alternative to alcohol consumption. And that's what's eating into these companies' sales.
And this is a calculated risk.
And no doubt it is. It's also and emphasis on the risk here. So, you know, you've got Canadian companies where pot is legal, and then you have the U.S. companies where it's still federally illegal and a Schedule I substance. So, you know, that has to change in order for the U.S. companies to be able to grow at a high rate that we expect to happen. We do expect legislation to go through Congress and get signed by President Trump in the next year or two that will take it off Schedule I. If that happens and it allows states to control the destiny of the cannabis industry, then these U.S. companies like MedMen, Acreage, Curaleaf, Green Thumb, these are some of the big guys, they will do well because they're in the U.S., and the U.S. would be the biggest cannabis market in the world.
Mike, how are the marijuana, the legal marijuana products, cutting into the liquor and spirits market? Is it simply a matter of if somebody's having a party, they don't buy the two additional bottles of wine and get edibles instead? Are people smoking at parties? I mean, how is it being consumed?
Well, you know what? I can't speak for what everybody's doing necessarily, but I mean, there's no doubt that there's a combination of both of those things happening in that instead of getting that bottle of wine, people are just, it's just the marijuana industry has done a great job of packaging their products in a way that consumers are now, it's not taboo like it used to be. And so you can have an edible as opposed to having a glass of wine, no doubt about it. And that's what's happening. It's just a matter of how fast this is going to change. It's not going to turn around. This is a trend that's going to continue to grow.
If let's take a look into the future, it's 2029. You're going to a sporting event, a baseball game, a football game. You look out and you see the advertisements in the stadium. Do you see marijuana advertised alongside beer at sporting events?
Well, if I believe that it will get parity with alcohol, so I think it will end up being treated the same. So if they are allowing, which they are allowing, advertisements for beer and other spirits, they certainly will allow that in the future. Yeah, and you're talking about 5 to 10 year process here, but that is coming. And what also is coming is probably even concessions at sporting events that would sell it, because if it becomes recreationally legal nationwide or by state, like it is in California. California is our biggest state, obviously, and it's recreationally legal there. I could totally see 5 years from now at a Dodger game, you could go, you know, have an edible and it would be totally legal, but it has to come off Schedule I. So right now the feds are the key, and we do believe that in the next year or two it will get taken off Schedule I, and then they'll let the states decide themselves.
All right, you heard it here. Michael, thanks so much for joining us. Mike Palumbo is manager of the TMT Perseverance Fund, author of the book Calculated Risk here in Chicago.